Welcome to Put a Word on It, a podcast presented by Men of Valor. In each episode, we're going to talk with a different man, but each one with a unique journey from brokenness to freedom. I'm your host, Rudy Kalis. I spent over 40 years as a TV sportscaster, then retired and joined the Men of Valor program as a volunteer. So join the conversation. Reconciling men to God, their families, and society. Welcome to another edition of Put a Word on It, brought to you by Sage Spring Wealth Partners. We thank them so much for their wonderful support. Jamal Rose, a young man I want you to meet. In my case, you know, all of us have a way where the good Lord says, this is where I want you to go. I'm going to take you in a direction that's next step in your life. I know 45 years in broadcasting for me, and then at a meeting and I see Tevin Peterson from Men of Valor, and all of a sudden, yes, sir, I'm going to be involved. It's now 7 years and I'm there 5 days a week. Other people just get a feeling. It's like God talks to them in their hearts, or sometimes He takes a license plate and He says, this is where I want you to go and take your whole family with you. That's the story of Jamal. Jamal, you must be a man of faith to pack up a wife and a child in California. Look at the grin on your face. I mean, what did you say? Was she in with it and say, okay, we'll go? Or did you say, honey, we're going?
No, she definitely was not at the jump with it. But I would say she trusts that the Lord leads me. And so she asked for her own confirmation and God gave it to her.
But what was your reasoning? What was your thinking? What was your feeling that said, I'm going to Nashville, Tennessee?
Well, I thought to myself, Lord, if you're really calling us out there, you're going to give us a confirmation. And to make a long story short, we're driving from Northern California to Southern California for Thanksgiving. And there was no cars on the road at the time. And eventually, as throughout this 6-hour drive, this car cuts us off and the back of their license plate says Nashville, Tennessee.
No.
I promise you. And so it was actually at that moment I said,
did it light up?
Did it light up? What is happening? Why is this happening? And I think in that moment I was like, okay, if I don't go, then I'm going to get swallowed up by a whale. So I think I'm going to just step out on faith and start really packing up and figuring out where we're going to live.
Wow. Yeah. And it leads to this, but I got to take you back. You told me that you were studying criminal justice.
Yes, I was.
Where did the interest for that come from?
I took a class in high school about forensics, and that really piqued my interest on like blood spatter trails and how you can tell what happens in certain crime scenes based on what was left behind. And that really piqued my interest in high school, so that's why I chose criminology.
That's a strange thing to get piqued. You know, blood spatters in different places. But you were an athlete. You wanted to probably you played college football.
Yeah.
You wanted to be an NFL player.
I did, 100%. Without a shadow of a doubt. But my mom always told me, no, Jamal, you're going to be a preacher one day. And I was like, no, mom, be quiet. I want to play in the NFL.
So you were raised in a family of faith.
I was, 100%.
Father and mother?
Father and mother, yes. Yeah. Well, my parents were separated, but they both believed in the Lord.
They believed and they both cared for you. Any brothers and sisters?
Yes, I have three older brothers and two sisters, yeah. Two older
sisters.
That's
a big family.
Yeah.
High school wise, sports was it, I'm sure. Just to look at it. I'm jealous.
Yeah. Sports was it, 110%. I played at a big high school in San Jose, California, Valley Christian, the Warriors. And it was football, 24/7 for me.
Scholarship to Fresno State.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. Yep. Full ride.
You played outside linebacker?
I played middle linebacker in high school, outside in Fresno State. Yes, sir.
You like to hit people.
Don't tell the camera that, Rudy. I'm going to get fired.
But at least, let's put it this way. You like to get after them.
Yes, 100%.
Assert yourself.
100%, yeah.
Did that give you, did you feel like you were somebody? Did it define you?
I think growing up with three older brothers, I was the one that got beat up a lot. So I was able to translate on the football field of, no, I'm going to be the one who's going to be doing the dominating. So, yeah.
So you did that.
Yes, sir.
And in the meantime, you get this little urge for this criminal. Was there, I don't know, crime in the neighborhood or something that some kids grow up in tough areas? What made you even start to be interested?
I think what made me start to be interested was just the coming of age, I would say. My mom always wanted, she wanted me to have a plan outside of football. And so she would always ask me, you know, what are you going to do with your life? And I was like, I don't know, Mom, I'm 13. I have no idea. But she was at an early age. She would constantly, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You have to pick something. And so I've always been someone who didn't want to just do anything. I wanted to do something that mattered. I wanted it to have meaning and purpose behind it. And I felt like when I came to that class where finally here's something in school that I actually, my curiosity is piqued or I'm interested about. I could not stand school. It was terrible in school. But in this class, my curiosity was piqued. So I said, all right, let me flesh this out a little bit and see where this takes me.
Are you praying through this? Are you some kids growing up in a family that has faith and religion and church, they kind of, all right, it becomes someplace you go, but it's not for real inside. Was it always real inside of you?
I don't think it became real inside of me until I heard the Lord for myself the first time. And that was in college. I wasn't praying through the direction of my life in high school. I think football was the number one thing that I was going to do, but I knew I had to pick a major going into a D1 college, four-year school, like Fresno State. So that was just a shot in the dark for criminology. But lo and behold, the Lord was going to have me be in a prison ministry later down the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, there is that prayer, there is that man of faith. Obviously, on the road, you make the decision to come here. Did you have any idea, you didn't, that you would get involved with Men of Valor? You had no clue, did you?
I had no clue. I had absolutely no clue. When I left college, somebody had tried to get me to go into a program for youth and for troubled youth. And I just was like, I don't know. I don't think so. It's not something I want to do with a criminal justice background, at least studying in school. Why not? And I just like, I don't know. Just don't want to do it. And the Lord has just tried to pull me back into that. And then when I met Mark Hodge at Panera Bread, randomly one day he said, hey, I work at a prison ministry. Why don't you come up here and check it out? And I did. I fell in love with these guys instantly.
You're going to open up a program at Trousdale. Do you know how tough a place this is?
I have heard 100%. Yes,
you're going to have to do some more pumping of iron, buddy.
I think so. Yeah.
So tell me about what they presented to you and what you're going to do and what you think about this challenge.
Well, it was presented as this is something that. A pilot program, if you will, but this is going to be a challenge, and this is something that Men of Valor is hoping to expand upon one day. Well, actually, that word wasn't used, but I was asked to pray about it and to see what my feelings were about it. And when I went to the Lord about it, I felt like the Lord was showing me that there were going to be men there who were seeking him wholly with their whole heart, and he would be able to set them on fire, and then they would spread throughout the rest of the complex and set the rest of the men on fire, and it would grow from that point on. And when I was talking to Genevieve, who's leading the program, she was saying that's exactly what the vision is for the program, that eventually we want this to spread over the entire complex of Trousdale.
I know some men that are there. They were with me at River Bend. We've tried to do the same. We're doing the same thing there for the last 7 years, and it does filter. Do you have any concerns about relating to these guys because you don't have that tough background like some of them might have?
At first I did, coming to Men of Valor. That was my main concern, but it was quickly dismissed when I start to meet people that I immediately connect with, regardless of my background. I immediately connect with the Spirit of God that's already living within them.
The biggest key is consistency. If you'll be there week after week or whatever your schedule will be, they will watch you at first, and then they will sense from you, he is for real, he is always here, and then they'll buy in. You will just love what they're able. I bet you're just, you love challenges, don't you?
I do. Well, I love a challenge that the Lord has called me to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes it.
Yeah.
Now, does your wife say, 100%. Jamal, you're going into a prison, I'm going to be worried about you?
100%. Absolutely. Absolutely. But I mean, the Lord brought us out here with no jobs, and he paved the way the entire way. So I can't see why he's going to stop doing that now.
Tell you what, he's going to put an aura around you that you'll be safe. They will just draw to you because you've got this wonderful magnetic personality.
Man, thank you, Rudy.
You know our program has put a word on it.
Yes, sir.
That. Is there a word you can offer to me?
Yes, sir. We walk by faith and not by sight.
And the word would be?
Faith.
Of course. You've lived your life by that.
I have.
Sometimes it's strange, but isn't it fun to step out and reach out for something you don't understand? Just the fact that you're telling us that you left from California to come here tells me that you live it.
I do.
Well, you're going to change lives. Can't wait,
you.
Jamal.
Thank you, Rudy. I appreciate you having me.
All right. I love Jamal. Just to look at him, just that smile, the way he carries himself, his voice, his stature, everything about him was perfectly designed to go into prison and be with these men. He's going to relate. He's not been there. He's been raised by God, but been given the strength that will carry him through all of that. Faith, what else do you want? God told him to come here. God gave him this whole thing. God gave him a background that said, I want you to get involved in criminal justice through Men of Valor and now into prison. It's all set up. It's exactly where he's supposed to be. That's his purpose in life. Makes me ask our question for each other. What's your purpose in life? Really, it's not just a job. It's the purpose that God wants you and I to commit to. Thanks for joining us. Join us again next time as we put a word on it.
You've been listening to Put a Word on It. We would love for you to subscribe wherever you download fine podcasts. You can rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, or Spotify. Put a Word on It is brought to you by Men of Valor.
To learn more, go to movministry.com.